What's going on, Tom?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. Well, there's always lots going on. A little quieter today. Yesterday was a busy day, of course.
we'll start with Andy Green, okay? Because he traded your captain, has meant a lot to that organization. How difficult was it for you to make a move like that? I get he was a rental. I get he's in a UFA year. He's 37. But how difficult was that move to make?
Yeah, to be honest with you, any move you make is difficult because of the emotions and the reality of a player moving on. With Andy, the time and the sweat equity they put into this organization for the 14 years he was here, not only on the ice, but as a leader in the locker room, in the community, he was a fan favorite. It is very hard. However, he had a no movement clause, full no trade. So this is something that he had to okay. And if he didn't, we were good with that. You know, because of the quality he still brought to this organization. So it just happened to be the team across the river, and, everything worked out well. And he's excited about the opportunity to get back in the playoffs and play meaningful games down the stretch here and into the playoffs.
Tom, I think we'll bring it around to the other trade as well in a moment here, but I wanted to start with one sort of overarching question for the Devils organization in this year. One of the things that we heard in the wake of Ray Shiro's firing was that there was an issue with cohesion and all the units of the management system working together. I'm wondering how the decision-making process is working there now, if you've changed anything, just sort of a general big picture there.
I think that's a misconception. Ray Shiro was a collaborative general manager who included everybody in our hockey ops department for their always asking opinions, always asking. At the end of the day, it's all the information that he gathered was stocked, and he's the one who had to make decisions. That's what the manager does. No different than what I'm doing. It's a very collaborative model, and I need to know everybody's opinion on things. And at the end of the day, it's going to be my recommendations whether we trade a guy, hold on to a guy, whatever. But it's my recommendation. So I learned this from Ray. So it was identical.
Right.
Chatting with Tom Fitzgerald, the interim GM of the New Jersey Devils. The Blake Coleman deal, it goes over to Tampa. I think you got really, really good value in that trade. That's my analysis, at least. How long have you been working on that deal, and sort of what's the market looking like right now?
Well, to be quite honest and transparent, when I was asked to take over back on January 12th or 13th, I think it was the 12th, it was very quickly I started receiving phone calls from teams and asking what I was doing. At that moment, middle of January, I was drinking water out of a fire hose and wasn't sure where to start. You know, I think the first thing first was just collect my thoughts and present our ownership an outline or a framework of where we need to go, what we need to do. Then like I said, the phone started ringing, people started asking about my players, the Devil players. And then the more calls you get for a player like Blake, you start thinking, geez, maybe I need to start listening. But by no means was I shopping any of my players, to be honest. The people just start calling and asking about, non-playoff teams and their players, and I was listening. So with Blake, I never really thought it was serious enough to go down a path to trade him until just recently, because it became abundantly clear how wanted this kid was for the obvious, his play this year. He's a hell of a hockey player. He's going to bring that character, that energy, that speed, PK, and he can finish right now. And his salary is really good for what he's doing. He's outplaying that at the moment. So it was clear to me that I really had to think long and hard on what I would do with him. I didn't want to trade Blake Coleman. He's an identity player from the New Jersey Devils. He was. Those guys don't grow on trees. Those are the guys that you want your team to be. You know, you want guys like Jack and Nico to watch a player like this and how hard he works and lead by example. Good person. He's a really good person, but it was hard. So with that being said, the return was just something that I couldn't pass up. But I had multiple teams. Like I said, I get down to multiple teams that were really serious about Blake Coleman.
Tom, you mentioned Jack Hughes and Nico Hischier. There's been a lot of, you know, adversity, you know, ups and downs, you know, coaching changes, GM changes. How have they handled that adversity being such young players in the National Hockey League?
Great question, Stewie. Like, it's not easy, to be honest with you. It's not easy, especially, you know, those two players in particular and how young they are and coming in and the amount of change that's happened. I'm just trying to stabilize this ship right now. And give them, put them at ease at things, just have them worry about playing hockey. Miko's obviously a couple years older than Jack. The maturity level that he's gone through or the experience he's gone through has matured him over the last couple years. I'm sure it affects him, but it's not affecting him visibly on the ice anyway. But, you know, can't turn back the clock. You know, we're in this situation. I'm in this situation. Elaine Nazardine's in this situation because of underperforming. We all did, from coaches, from management to the players. We underperformed starting October, November, December to get to this point. Fired coach, fired general manager, and now trying to piece this back together. So it's affected everybody, you know, but these players, you know, Anthony, it's you just play. Players play, manage, coaches coach. Do control what you can control, and that's all they're doing right now.
Obviously, you know, the plan for the season from the start of the year till now has changed, and you've sort of had to reset your sights a little bit on what you consider a win from this point till the end of the season. So when you're sitting there after the Stanley Cup's been handed out, I wonder, what's a win for the New Jersey Devils, both between now and the trade deadline and then for the remainder of the season?
A win?
How are you sitting there that you feel good about what's happened the rest of the way this season? What would you like to see play out with your organization from now till the end of the year?
Well, you know, starting yesterday and moving forward to the deadline, you know, there are going to be some moves here. Wins? I'm not looking at that and patting myself on the back. I wish I didn't have to move anybody. I wish we were in a playoff spot. I wish we were challenging for a playoff spot with a core group that we can move forward and continue to add pieces and watch the growth of these young players grow and watch Mackenzie Blackwood become a number one goalie. Like, that's what I was hoping. We all were hoping that. We all wanted that. We all felt really good about ourselves at the beginning of this season. That's not the case. What's a win? A win is watching these players continue to grow and get better. It brings great joy watching Mackenzie Blackwood not be overworked, but what he's putting in now when he's playing is 50% of the games. It excites us about what the future looks like in net. It excites us about Jack and what's he going to look like at 22-23. And Nico, how he's continued to grow and develop. But I'll say this, guys, it's a man's league. You can't just have all kids in your lineup. You have to have men. And that's my job here, is not to burn this thing down to the ground. It's to keep this group competitive by adding men to the lineup that can help support these pillars, I call, for our organization.
I like that. Chatting here with Tom Fitzgerald, the interim GM of the New Jersey Devils. So within reason, like, are you open to pretty much anything between now and the NHL trade deadline next week?
I sure am.
Yeah. That includes Subban, Palmieri?
I'm not shopping any of my players, but if teams want to call me on it, I'll listen. But I'm not looking to get rid of them. Like I said, we need men in our lineup. And those two bring character. They're leaders. Nothing's off the table, I guess. But I'm not looking to burn this thing down.
What would you consider to have been pleasant surprises for you? You mentioned Mackenzie Blackwood, who I think is, you know, he's been really good for you this season. And some of your young players seem to be coming along nicely too. What do you consider so far this season as pleasant surprises?
Well, you said it. Mackenzie was that question mark after the strong finish he had last year with us. You just don't know with goaltenders. I'm not sure we saw the true Mackenzie Blackwood at the beginning of the year when winning is so important, and when you're not winning, he gives you the best chance to win every night, and you're playing, and then you try to evaluate that, and he had some down nights, and it's tough to evaluate those down nights when a 22-year-old was playing as much as he was. So we peeled that back a bit here. The game plan with him was to peel back some games played and get him some normal reps. Practices have been very important for that young player. And now I think we're seeing the benefits of pulling him back, because he's a hell of a goaltender. Up front, you see the growth in Nico in the past couple months and how he's able to take over games at times, in just a short period. And it's easy to get excited about it. But we're trying to control that excitement and let these players, especially Nico and Jack, just continue to grow one day at a time.